Syria says terrorists have launched three separate attacks on security forces in the capital, Damascus. Three people were wounded when an army truck exploded as it was moving in central Damascus. The victims were the vehicle's driver and two passengers. Gunmen also killed two ranking officers in the capital's Barza neighborhood. Egyptian demonstrators have staged a protest rally outside the Saudi embassy in Cairo to condemn the arrest of a prominent Egyptian rights lawyer and activist. Ahmad Al-Ghazawa was detained by Saudi security forces upon arrival in the Saudi city of Jeddah. Al-Ghazawa had traveled to Saudi Arabia on a Hajj pilgrimage. Palestinians have held a demonstration in the occupied West Bank city of Biret to support prisoners on hunger strike in Israeli jails. Palestinians demand that Tel Aviv release the prisoners. The detainees have launched a mass hunger strike to demand better jail conditions. Israel has granted legal status to three settlement outposts in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Authority has condemned the move. The UN has also called Israel's expansion of the settlements illegal. Israel's closest ally, the US, has numerously vetoed the UN Security Council resolutions condemning Tel Aviv over the settlements. Spain's Treasury Minister has described his country's situation as extremely fragile. Cristobal Montoro backed Madrid's 2012 budget that aims to cut 27 billion euros. He says Spain's austerity measures will help the country restore its confidence. Officials say Spain is technically in recession. U.S. Army intelligence analyst Private Bradley Manning has arrived at a U.S. military court for a pre-trial hearing. He's facing charges of leaking thousands of classified military and diplomatic documents to the whistleblower website WikiLeaks. The documents exposed some of the atrocities committed by U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Russia's president-elect Vladimir Putin has stepped down as United Russia's chairman. Putin has proposed outgoing President Dmitry Medvedev as the party's new leader. The Russian Prime Minister won a landslide victory in the March presidential election. Putin will be sworn in as president on the 7th of May. And a driver in Paris has ended up trapping his car on the stairs to a metro station trying to find a parking spot. The driver reportedly confused the entrance to the subway station with a car park. No one was injured in the accident and the car was retrieved undamaged.